Welcome to the Peel Supreme Court Report. Here is a brief timeline of the Peel Land Use Plan. 2004, the Peel Watershed Planning Commission was formed and the land use planning process for the Peel began, as set out in the Umbrella Final Agreement. The affected First Nations initially advocated for 100% protection. 2009. In the first draft land use plan, the Commission zoned half of the Peel for industrial development. The majority of Yukoners expressed that the main priority of the plan should be environmental protection, so the recommended land use plan called for 80% protection. 2011, the final recommended land use plan called for 55% permanent protection and 25% interim protection to be decided upon in future plan reviews, with 20% of the Peel to be open to roads and industrial development. 2012, the government released its own closed-door plans for the Peel that favored extensive industrial development. In the final public consultation, 94% of the submissions support the final recommended plan for 80% protection. 2014, Yukon government rejected the final recommended plan and adopted its own plan to open 71% of the Peel to roads and resource extraction. Yukon conservation groups and First Nations began their legal action. 2014, in December, Justice Vail of the Yukon Supreme Court ruled that the government violated its treaty obligations in the land use planning process. He quashed the government's plan and sent the process back to the final round of consultation, preventing the government from altering the balance of conservation and development from the final recommended plan. 2015, the Yukon government appealed the decision to the Court of Appeals. In November, the court upheld the ruling that the Yukon government acted dishonorably, but the court sent the consultation back to an earlier stage, opening the door for the government to push through its plan for extensive roads and mining in the Peel. 2016, the First Nations and conservation groups appealed the latest decision to the Supreme Court of Canada, and in June their application was granted, signifying that the Peel Watershed case is of national significance. The Supreme Court date is set for March 22, 2017, and the plaintiffs will argue that the ruling of Yukon Supreme Court should be restored. 2016, a territorial election took place in the Yukon, and the incoming government promised to adopt the final recommended plan for the Peel.